Bill O'Reilly here. Thursday, March 10th, 2022, you are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The Ukraine situation sparks a historic rise in food prices. The invasion also causing global travel chaos. Gas thieves strike Los Angeles. New survey ranks the healthiest cities in the USA. Also ahead, some Americans are actually sympathizing with Putin. But first, war in Europe causing a spike in global food prices, the cost for items like bread, milk, and baby formula up 20%. Russia and Ukraine are major exporters of grains to Asia and the Middle East. A survey from Reuters says 8 in 10 voters want President Biden to increase pressure on the Kremlin. 74% back the creation of a no-fly zone. 81% want more economic sanctions. Putin's invasion wreaking havoc for global travelers. Prices for airline tickets up 20% since the conflict began. The cruise industry changing itineraries, canceling stops at popular Russian destinations such as St. Petersburg. Travel agents now urging tourists to avoid places like the Balkans and Romania. Latest polls show 47% of Americans will delay trips to Europe this summer if the war continues. Well, forget about carjackings. Thieves in Southern California are now interested in gasoline. Gangs in L.A. drilling holes into gas tanks to steal fuel. Local leaders urging folks in some neighborhoods to put their cars in private garages if you don't have one of your own. Many gas stations in Los Angeles already charging almost $7 for a gallon of gas. Some states are considering a temporary suspension of gas taxes to lower prices. Drivers in California pay $1.18 in taxes per gallon. A new national survey revealing America's healthiest towns. The study from Wallet Hub, ranking places by exercise, rates of obesity, percentage of smokers, drug addiction, and life expectancy. Fittest place in America? Salt Lake City, followed by San Diego, Miami Beach, and Portland, Oregon? Wow. The title for unhealthiest town in the country goes to Brownsville, Texas, followed by Mobile, Alabama, and Jackson, Mississippi. In a moment, it's hard to believe, but some Americans are siding with Putin. Right back with that. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, Sympathy for the Devil. The song by the Rolling Stones might apply to those who are siding with the evil Vlad Putin. First up, retired Army Colonel Douglas McGregor, who says, quote, Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, is a puppet, and he is putting huge numbers of his own population at unnecessary risk. Quite frankly, most of what comes out of Ukraine is debunked as lies. The notions of taking and retaking airfields, all of this is nonsense. It has not happened. McGregor is most often featured on Fox News, and apparently he believes that Putin has a right to invade Ukraine because of a perceived NATO threat. A number of conservative pundits have also asked this question. Why does Joe Biden care more about Ukraine's border than the U.S. border? Well, that is obviously a slam at Biden, but it is being used in Russia by the propaganda media there as sympathy for Putin within America. You gotta watch what you say. Republican Senate candidate for Ohio, J.D. Vance, he's also an author. He says, quote, "I don't really care what happens to Ukraine one way or another. I'm sick of Joe Biden focusing on the border of a country I don't care about," unquote. Well, that's pretty harsh. How about Steve Bannon? He says, quote, "We don't have any interest at all in the Russian-speaking provinces of eastern Ukraine. Zero." Well, I do, Steve. In the name of humanity, I don't want to see innocent people enslaved by a totalitarian dictator, which would be Putin. And I don't care if they're in eastern Ukraine or Turkmenistan. You know, slavery is slavery. Those who dissent from confronting Putin are, of course, entitled to their opinion. That's what we do in America. We have lively, robust debate. But those people who are sympathetic to Putin are very misguided. The world now is connected. Allowing powerful dictators to invade sovereign nations will eventually lead to a world war. You can bank on that. If Putin gets away with taking over Ukraine, you know China is going to take over Taiwan, and we'll hear the same arguments. Why do we care about Taiwan? It's far away. So we'll get right back to where we were in the 1930s and 40s with totalitarian monsters enslaving entire countries. Is that what we want? The answer is no. Putin is dangerous to the world, and he must be crushed. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television each night. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1949, a jury in Washington, D.C. found an American woman guilty of treason. The actress was arrested 1 year earlier for spreading Nazi propaganda during World War II. The trial of Axis Sally was over. Here is the story. Born Mildred Gillers in 1900, the performer was an aspiring actress who played minor parts in some American plays. She eventually moved to Germany to study music. In the 1930s, as Hitler rose in power, Mildred got a job working as a voiceover actress at a Berlin radio station. At the outbreak of World War II, she was employed by the Third Reich as an English language broadcaster known around the world as Axis Sally. She spewed Nazi propaganda to scare American soldiers, spinning stories of unfaithful wives and girlfriends back home. Her final broadcast occurred just 2 days before the end of the war. The propagandist was arrested in 1948, 3 years after the war ended, and deported back to the United States. While on trial, she claimed she only agreed to the propaganda after Nazi officials threatened her husband a German Foreign Service officer. On March 10, 1949, Gillers was found guilty of treason, sentenced to 30 years in prison. She was released 12 years later. After her parole, Mildred joined a Catholic group near Columbus, Ohio, teaching French and German at a local high school. She died in 1988 at the age of 87. And here is something else you might not know. Axis Sally wasn't the only English-speaking propagandist during World War II. The Japanese also broadcast a group of women to try to intimidate U.S. soldiers in the Pacific. They spread rumors of impending attacks, even telling servicemen that America had been invaded by the Empire of Japan. At least 25 women operated under the name Tokyo Rose. In total, their broadcasts were heard by 100 million people around the world. One of those women was tried and convicted for crimes. Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.